Our time now, 8:30 on this Monday morning, the St. Patrick's Day, from FM 95.7 KQWC, Webster City. Good morning. This is our community corner for a Monday morning, the St. Patrick's Day. Pat Powers here with you. Well, coming up 2 weeks from tonight, a very fun night comes to the Brigswoods Conference Center. That is the annual PF Banquet. Pheasants Forever. It's my pleasure speaking with very good friend Rusty Grace from Pheasants Forever. Rusty, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, how are we doing on the St. Patrick's Day? Got your green on? I don't have mine on. Shame on me.
Well, they can't see you, so they can't come out and pinch you, Pat.
that's good anyway. So
we're doing good for today.
Yep, we are. Nice and sunny till we got to more snow in the forecast coming up by midweek here.
It won't last long.
It won't. It won't. It'll be gone by the end of the week because temperatures should be in the 40s and the 50s. We're here to talk about a very special event, Rusty, that's one of the organizers, and that is the annual Pheasants Forever Banquet coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes, our annual banquet is March 31st, Monday night at Brigswoods Conference Center. It's a fun night of food, raffles, auction. Got a lot of nice stuff this year. Probably 30-plus guns will be raffled off or some way. And we got the prime rib dinner cooked by the Hamilton County Cattlemen's and hors d'oeuvres. A lot of good food, a lot of good time. And I'll start out with it. Well, the banquet tickets are $70, including membership, magazine. And then you can buy a spouse ticket for $35 or a ringneck ticket, which is a kid that's still in high school, for $30. And we're here to raise money for Habitat. Pheasants Forever has been known as the Habitat people. And it started back in 1982 by a bunch of concerned outdoorsmen and hunters of the depleting habitat around the Midwest here for pheasants and other wildlife, anything, songbirds, whatever. And in that time, they have created chapters in Iowa, Minnesota, all over the country. There's 750 chapters probably in this country. We have probably over 100 in Iowa, probably 200,000 members in Iowa. And we try and get some money on the ground to improve someone's private ground, or in the past there's been land purchased and goes into public hunting. And that's one of their deals, is just that. And we do a little youth program, a little shoot in the week, Wednesday after the county fair out at the Isaac Walton. You bring your kids out if they're old enough to handle a gun. And they get a shoot, and there's food and prizes. And they have a mentor hunt on the youth season that they try and get a few kids to take them pheasant hunting out at Gordon's Marsh.
And that's located just to the southeast of Duncombe.
Yes, anyway. Yeah. It's over
just
there,
south
yeah.
of Highview.
Yeah. Pheasants Forever has a mission to conserve another wildlife habitat. And through the years, I don't know how many acres in Iowa. In Hamilton County, we have pretty much helped and improved for public hunting probably up to 700 acres of public ground. And nationwide, since 82, they've impacted 26 million acres, 585,000 habitat projects, 1,800 land acquisitions, and 239,000 acres required made public ground.
Amazing.
For public hunting.
That's...
And let's see, what else have we got here?
How you mentioned 1982, Rusty, when this organization was founded. How long has the Hamilton County chapter been?
I think this is our 36th year.
Okay.
We missed a couple of years with COVID.
5 years ago, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think we had to, I can't remember if it was one or two banquets we missed that during that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we, over the years, you know, we've done that, and we planted trees. We got a good tree planter. If somebody needs to plant trees, plant shrubs or It'll plant up to 1 gallon potted evergreens. And there's a native seed program that you can get. You can order seed through Pheasants Forever. You can go to their website and learn about more of Pheasants Forever. We do have a little bit of food plot seed we give away, mainly sorghum. Mm-hmm. But if you need, we can find you some soybeans maybe and some corn. But just to get the food plots out there.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more than just pheasants that you work on, Rusty, for this group, which is great, by the way. But you work with the planting of trees and also other habitats.
Yeah. You know, it's just not for the pheasants. It's for all wildlife, that grassland birds and that, because, you know, they've lost 40-50% since the 70s of songbirds. You know, like meadowlarks and grassland birds had depleted. Pheasant hunters have started picking up in the last few years here in Iowa. It was pretty low, and now last year they said there was over 80,000 pheasant hunters out there in the field compared to maybe 50,000 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for something to do.
Right.
People are.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking before this interview there, Rusty. I was amazed when you told me that this year, 2025, marks 100 years when pheasant hunting began in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, I learned that at our state convention. 1925, the first pheasant season was in Iowa. It wasn't in all counties at the start, but then it just grew, kept growing county by county, statewide, a few years, trying to figure out when the first one was in Hamilton County, but ain't found that number yet.
Mm-hmm. And it returns again on the last Saturday in October. I believe that's October 25th, according to my memory anyway. So that's that last Saturday in October, and that continues for until about the first week in August or December.
No, it runs still about the 9th or 10th of January.
9th and 10th of January. Okay.
Yeah.
That's certainly a big time. Of course, deer hunting, we'll talk more about that when that comes around. But again.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of pheasant hunters. We have a lot of out-of-state hunters come through Hamilton County that I've noticed, since I live right next to a public ground there. See them from a lot of different states. So it's kind of a popular sport again now. I think maybe COVID did that. People had to get out and go do something.
Yes.
In that.
Yes.
And they picked up. And.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5 years ago, this very week, when the first announcement came that there was a pandemic.
Today.
Yeah, right. Sadly. So, but the whole world changed after that there, Rusty. But again.
Yeah, our banquet is the 31st of March, and ticket sales have been going pretty good. And if you want a ticket, you can get a hold of one of us somehow, because last year we sold out and we had to turn people away. So I would not drag your feet on getting a ticket if you want one.
Yes.
So. There's posters up in the gas stations and everywhere. Should find one of us somehow.
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 Yeah.
You get a hold of someone. We got quite a few committee members got tickets in their pocket.
You got those phone numbers in front of you there, Rusty. Why don't you tell us where people can get those tickets at?
Well, you can get them from me.
Right.
Rusty Grace at 515-297-0687. Mark Fielder at 297-0856, Rob Carpenter at 835-7025, Will Higgins at 515-351-8660, or Donovan Noakes at 689-2153.
And all in the 515 area code if people want to contact these folks to get their tickets for what should be a fantastic night there. Rusty, for the annual Pheasants Forever Banquet. Again, that's happening at the Briggswoods Conference Center south of Webster City there at Briggswoods Park. It's going to be a fun evening, and hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Yes. There's one more little thing that's really not the hunting part, but for the young kids that are seniors, we do have a couple scholarships we give away, and I would, if you're interested, check the details out with your guidance counselor in school.
Yeah, just contact the high schools in Webster City or in South Hamilton.
South Hamilton, yes.
Want to do
so.
That. Mm-hmm. And the scholarship will be handed out sometime around middle part of May, just before graduation time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, we hope people, we thank all the people that support us, the sponsors and the donors and the people that put ads in our program. It's greatly appreciated. And just even down to the guy that just buys a ticket to come in and spend his money.
There you go.
So,
yep. And helping
out all the support we can get.
And helping out a very worthwhile cause, the work of Pheasants Forever here in Hamilton County. I know, Rusty, you work with Brian with the group down at the Hamilton County Conservation Office.
Yes, we do. Lammers. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great folks they are. Mm-hmm. So anything else for the good of the cause here this morning? Have we missed anything?
No, that's pretty much about it. If you really want to know more about it, you can go to the Pheasants Forever website, and there's a lot of little links and pages and that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That.
Also check out their Facebook page, too, if they want more
information. I think we have one.
Yeah. About the annual Pheasants Forever Banquet. Again, that's March 31st. Doors open at 5. Dinner begins at 6:30. Prime rib dinner, course, plus hors d'oeuvres. That's all happening at the Briggs Woods Conference Center, 2501 Briggs Woods Trail, south of Webster City. So, very good. Rusty, thanks for joining us this morning. We
appreciate
you
for having me, Pat.
Absolutely.
Forever.
Glad to have you here. Rusty Grace, our guest on this morning's Community Corner from KQWC.